The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
Hello Friday is brought to you by OSTTC, Indigenous Education and Training with Pride.
It is Hello Friday. It's just Josh and Carla this week.
So just the two of us.
So the best version of this show.
Stop.
That's always been my opinion.
I miss Tara.
This is always the best version of this show. I will say that for as long as I can. We don't need her. She's been weighing us down the whole time.
Oh my God. She's probably listening right now.
Don't
She's gonna cry.
Don't care. Do not care.
Yes, you do.
Not really. All right, we got a lot to get to today, but before we get to anything, make sure you head over to our Facebook page at Jukasa Radio. There is an opportunity for you to qualify for 12 days of Christmas right now, so don't miss out on that. I know everyone, you know, we get messages from people being like, oh my God, why don't you pick me? Pick me!
Pick me already.
Can't. It's not how it works.
Tara just said I am listening.
Don't care. So yes, there is no mad science to how we pick people.
It's
like random. I don't even look at the names most of the time.
I do read every single comment though.
I try to read at least three or four of them.
Three or four?
No, I'm just kidding. I try and get to. I want to be as thorough as possible. But like, you know, we're simple people. If there's something catches our eye,
yeah,
like we're gonna gravitate towards that more than anything.
The gifts will get me.
The gifts, the pictures, anything that involves creativity, like that will just like blow my eyes
or
up.
Or anything heartfelt.
I ignore that every time. Scrolling down. I don't want no pity party. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, opportunities aplenty to qualify for 12 Days of Christmas. And there's one right now on our Facebook page. I already spouted off the details a few minutes ago, so I won't do it again.
But spouted? You spouted out the details.
Okay, whatever. Carla's going through a conundrum right now where she's trying to figure out what her next phone will be.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can figure that out at some point today.
I might go with the 11.
You might.
Might.
You just don't understand how phone plans work.
No.
So we got to try and figure out a situation which she doesn't get bamboozled into purchasing something she can't afford.
As long as it's cheap, I'm good.
Well, yeah, but you know what? You have a different classification of what's cheap than I do.
Do I?
Oh, most definitely.
I pay $70 right now for my phone a month.
And I just got mine down to $60.
But you use less data.
I have 10 gigs of data.
That you don't use.
I do not use it. No, I use maybe conservatively, like, I think the most we ever used was 4. And that's because I was allowing my wife to Wi-Fi hotspot off of me.
Nice.
So, like, I would turn my phone into internet
so
that she could not use her data and just keep ripping off mine.
That's smart.
You know, that's what they say about me. That's what they say. All right. So we are going to start the show with Tara's favorite segment. It's called the Scuttlebutt.
The Scuttlebutt.
It's where we have topics we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
What is your topic?
Okay. So according to Forbes, there's new terms for grandma and grandpa that they are digging these days. So for grandma, a lot of them prefer to be called glammas instead. It's short for a glamorous grandma.
Mm-hmm.
It's even on Urban Dictionary. I can read you what it says on there right now.
Give me the full definition.
The new generation of grandmas who are stylish in the way they live and dress. These women do not fit the typical cardigan-wearing, permed hair granny stereotype. They are glamorous. And for grandpa, they like to be called grand dudes.
No.
Do you think this is a way of people like not feeling old by being called grandma and grandma?
Well, like obviously the traditional way of looking at it, like getting older is so different now. Like, like you think of your, like, did you meet your grandparents? Are they still alive?
Yeah. I have one grandma and one grandpa still.
Okay. So that's normal for us, right? Mm-hmm. We have grandparents that are still alive. A generation before that, nope.
Probably not. Yeah.
Not really. They'd be gone before they were in high school, something like that. Or maybe they never met them at all.
Yeah.
Like my wife barely remembers her grandparents anymore because they passed away when she was so young. So like people are living longer and the age gap between the parent and the child is closing in.
Yeah.
Especially for people that have kids in their teens, in their 20s. Like I have somebody that I went to school with who's my age who has a son in high school.
Right.
So when that guy, let's say in 12 years, he gets married and in 15 years, he has a child. She only could be 45.
Yeah, 45-year-old grandma.
A 45-year-old grandma out here on these streets. You know what I mean?
A glamma.
A glamma. Like, she don't look like nobody's grandma.
I don't know if I would want... I'm trying to picture...
Like, that's a thing that's happening.
I'm trying to picture somebody calling me a glamma. I would just look at them like a what?
What do you call grandparents in Portuguese?
Avô and avó. So avô is for grandpa.
Yeah.
Avó is grandma.
Yeah. So like,
it doesn't sound cool.
No,
at all.
It does not sound cool at all. The Italians, it's no, no, and no, no,
which is, that sounds cooler.
I guess. So I don't know, man. I never looked at my grandma and was like, glamma.
Yeah. Like my grandma's not that. My grandma's the one who will be like out in the farm trying to get stuff. And,
like,
you know, like just out in the country.
My grandma's legit though. Like, she
is. Your grandma's cool.
She's 75.
Your grandma could be a glamma.
Yeah, I don't know about
that.
Now
that I think of it.
My grandma's 75 years old. Like, my grandma had my mom at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandma's still, I guess, in grandma terms, is still young.
Yeah.
I've had a full 30 years with my grandma. Like, yeah, she was 45 when I was born.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't look at her like other people look at their grandparents. Like, I know my friend's grandparents, and they're like, they're to me like, oh my God, like, they're so old, but they're either younger than my grandma or like only like five years older.
There are some grandmas out here though that they'll be like dressed to the nines, better than I am. Like go to the salon almost every day. I don't know.
They take better care of themselves.
Yeah,
like
good
for them. Post retirement, it's like I'm pampering myself.
Yeah, why not?
Just
enjoy.
Probably
lived your life for other people the last 50
years. My grandma always says, she's like, I'm not leaving with the money. It doesn't come with me.
Yeah.
So she goes on trips.
Better use it.
She goes on trips all the time. She goes on cruises.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because she hates like literally everything. That's the one thing about her getting older is like you watch the transformation.
Right. Probably the personality's more.
The personality gets a little bit more frigid and a little bit more like just negative. Like she hates literally everything.
Well, think about it. You're on this planet for like 60 years. Do you know what you've gone through in the last 60 years? We've only been living like 30 years. Look what we've been through.
Yeah. So what, she's 75. So that means she was born in 1944. A lot's happened since the 40s.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. Like, could you imagine? Our lives are so different from, I was born in 89. You were born in the early
90s.
And we were, like, in the throes of, like, technology.
So
we're kind of used to it. But, like, for my grandparent and your grandparents, they... had nothing for decades.
Yeah, a whole different.
They had a stick and a hula hoop. Mm-hmm. And they rocked that for years. And then, you know, all of a sudden it's like color TVs and computers and just crazy stuff like
that.
What a mind melter that is.
My grandma told me she used to walk like 4 hours a day just to get to school.
Legit, every grandparent does that.
Yeah. No, but she's
like
serious.
Every grandparent does that. Every grandparent will tell you a story of like when they had to walk 40 miles just to get to school or work or whatever. Like, I remember we'd be at like my cousin's house. My cousins lived in the middle of nowhere. And they would complain about having to walk up the road to get to their bus stop. And because it was like a hill, it was very tough to climb, especially in the winter. And my grandma like, I would walk an hour and a half to school in bare feet.
Yeah.
Wearing a sweatshirt and long shorts.
That's crazy.
It's like, wait, what?
Totally different.
I don't know
life.
If she was over embellishing.
No, I don't think she was, to be honest. I know mine wasn't. I don't think so.
You don't think those Portuguese were lying to you?
No, I'm pretty sure she was walking barefoot.
Like, Giovanna's parents are in their mid-60s. My wife's parents are in their mid-60s. And, like, they have, like, that kind of way of talking.
Mm.
Like, that, just that old, like, because they, like, they lived in, like, Sicily and, like, in parts of Italy. And they would talk about, you know, going out and picking picking fruit from the fields and stuff like that.
True, though.
It was like, yeah, I just go to No Frills and call it a day.
So you won't be called a grand dude?
I prefer not to.
Yeah, I don't want to be called a glamma.
I think you will be, though.
I won't.
Like, you don't think well into your 50s and 60s you'll be rocking extensions?
I think I will look good, but I don't want to be called
like, will you be able to find, like gray-haired extensions?
I hope so.
You'd hope so,
if not,
right?
I'll start a line.
Yeah, right? Has nobody thought of this yet? Even grandmas want long hair.
Yeah, like, they want wigs and stuff.
Don't hate on that. All right, so I want to talk about the AMAs. Because
I watched.
Because there was a lot of conversations about the AMAs leading up to it. Most specifically, like, Taylor Swift performing her old songs. She's not allowed to. Now she is. Everyone wants to watch and see
what she does.
Comes of that. Two things happened that night. The first thing is Taylor Swift got to perform her old music.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're reminded about how poor of a singer Taylor Swift actually is when she's standing beside Halsey and Camila Cabello and they're singing all together. I don't know if Taylor Swift is a good singer or she writes songs that are so simple vocally that it masks any imperfection she has.
I think it just depends on the song. Like, when she performed Lover, her voice sounded really good. I think it's more of those fast-paced sing-talk songs that she does where it's like she doesn't sound good live because I don't know, actually, why she doesn't sound good. But I think it's just – it depends on the song. Yeah, she writes her own songs for her, so she should know, like, what works better for her voice when she's writing it. But I don't know. She's never been that good of a singer. People just like her because – She made herself into a pop star.
Well,
pop stars.
You got to think about some of the biggest artists in the world, and they're not the greatest vocally. Like Katy Perry, at one time, like Katy Perry's Teenage Dream album is one of the biggest albums of the last 20 years.
Singer.
But she's not that great of a singer.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, not a great
Sorry
singer.
Sorry to say, but.
Rihanna, spotty.
Again, it depends on the song. Like there's certain, like, Rihanna can sing ballads well, but when she goes live into like those faster songs, you start to realize like maybe they can't sing.
Like seeing her live, I would say like it's a 50-50 split. Like half her song, she sounds great.
Yeah.
And the other half, you're like, ooh, what happened?
And I heard Khalid's like that too. I heard
really?
He's bad live. Yeah.
I can't think of other examples in like which I've seen people live and I was like, wow, like you can't you can't sing. Like you.
A lot
people
of it
lip
has
sync
to do,
and stuff, but
a lot of it just has to do with like the hype behind the artist and their image and stuff, and that's what makes them into who they are. And it doesn't really matter about the vocals.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift's kind of like the top of the heap when it comes to suspect singers who are just hugely popular.
Well, even me and Tara, we were talking about Selena Gomez.
Well, Selena Gomez was part two of this. Selena Gomez also performed at the AMAs. And that performance is being criticized all over social media to a point in which somebody has released news that Selena Gomez suffered from an anxiety attack.
Yeah, they said she had a panic attack right before she
like
went on
literally
stage.
Right before.
But okay, I get that, and I get how obviously your nerves are going to get you, especially if you haven't performed publicly in a while too, because there's that aspect of it. But before, like 2 years ago, when she was performing, she still didn't sound good.
No.
You know?
No. Like, she's again, never been great vocally.
I think with even like without the panic attack and anxiety, she still would have sounded similar to what she sounded
but
like.
But again, these are hugely popular artists. Like I remember, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but like 5 years ago, Selena Gomez said she was going to retire from singing.
She did?
And she was going to focus on acting.
Oh.
And then the acting really has never taken off.
She was in that one movie. What was it? Spring Breakers?
She was in another movie called Monte Carlo.
Which I never saw.
And then she's been in Hotel Transylvania. Like, she's one of the voices in that.
Oh, okay.
So there's, like, three
but
of those.
But that was it.
But, mm-hmm. like, in terms of, like, big acting.
I mean, I like her. I like her. She just, I don't know, maybe she has vocal lessons or something.
I don't think that's going to help at this point. I think you're too far gone where it's just like, we can't go back. This is what it is.
Again, it's just the whole sing talk thing. I guess it just works for some people.
But the sad part about it is people who are really good singers get just as much criticism as people who are poor singers.
Yeah.
Like, I could hang out with my friends or Giovanna's friends, and we could bring up Lady Gaga,
mm-hmm.
and half the room will say don't like her, and half the room will say they do like
her. She's such a good singer,
but
though.
She's such a good singer. But they'll make the she's not talented. But well, what? How do you define talent? It's like, oh.
I was surprised Ariana Grande didn't get the Icon Award, the Decade Award.
She hasn't had a full decade.
She hasn't.
No.
Oh, I thought she did.
No,
she'll get it next year or something.
You mean next decade?
No, she's been around for
it's
at least
decade of the. It's icon of the. Like, I don't want to yell into the mic. It's icon of the decade.
Yeah, so next year they're gonna have another one.
No, it's the end of every decade.
But last year they did somebody, and the year before they did.
But
Rihanna.
It's not of the decade. It's the different award. This is specifically like you are the icon from 2010 to 2019.
We'll see.
No, that's not. It's not. We'll see. That's what it is.
Well, then how did Rihanna win?
Rihanna probably won something completely different because you can't have multiple people win Icon of the Decade.
Wait, it was something else then.
And Ariana Grande's first album came out in 2013. She only had 5 albums.
All right. In the next 5 years.
No, decade.
Next 15 years.
10.
Whatever.
A decade is 10. God, why are you so bad at this?
I'm bad at math.
Okay, coming up, we are going to talk about dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our final countdown, and it has to do with a post that I had maybe last week. I think it was last week, and it was about the song of the decade. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
I'm very curious to see this list now because you're not entirely sure what a decade means.
I know what a decade means.
So we'll talk about our top 5 songs of the decade. And you guys definitely chimed in last week with the Facebook post. Maybe ours match yours. Who knows? Who knows? You're listening to Hello Friday here on Jukasa Radio.
It's that time again for 12 Days of Christmas with Jukasa Radio, and you don't want to be left out.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Visit jukasaradio.ca for more information.
It's the dating game.
Yes, it's the dating game. Hello on Hello Friday is where we talk about the dating apps that are out there. Now, luckily for the two of us, we don't have to worry about these things anymore.
Yes.
I've never had to worry about this. Not one single day
of
my life.
You really haven't.
I missed the whole boat on dating apps, so I'm always interested to hear about all these new ones. Now, I don't live under a rock. I'm fully aware of a lot of them, but of course, there are some niche ones out there. Like, there's ones like Christian Mingle. There's mm-hmm. ones for exclusively for redheads. There's ones for
farmers.
There's ones for every kind of
everything.
I don't want to say genre of person, but like genre of person.
Specific. Yeah.
Specific people.
Yeah.
Specific types, specific likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's one. It's called GoSingles.com. You want to guess what it's about?
GoSingles.com.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say GoSingles.com is for people who are currently or former cheerleaders.
What? Why?
Go, singles,
no, no,
go.
No. Ghost.
Ghost?
Ghost singles.
Oh, ghost singles. Okay, ghost. Ghost sing. Either people who have experienced ghosting in the past and want to meet up with someone who's also experienced it, or people who think they're ghosts.
I guess it could work. This dating app is for those who actually want to date the undead.
Wait, what?
That's what it says in the description.
Wait, but that's not a thing.
Okay, so it says when signing up for the site, you have some options. For example, you can put that you are a female ghost. So I guess it is people who think that they're ghosts. You can put that you
Nailed
are
it.
A female ghost looking for a male ghost between the ages of 18 and 180 who died either horribly, mysteriously, tragically, or suddenly.
Wait, ghosts have access to laptops and smartphones?
It's good if you're not looking to hook up.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
That's so weird.
Is it like a Casper situation in which they can come back one day a year?
I don't know. Like, do people actually think they're ghosts?
No.
I've never met someone.
I know that there are people that think they're vampires.
I know that there's people who think that you can, like, be alive in alternate universes and stuff at the same time.
Well, that's not that crazy. But, like, thinking you're a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, how can you...
Like, do you think you're invisible or...
Well, are ghosts invisible?
I guess some people could think that.
Right.
They're not technically...
There's a lot of thought really that go know. Into this.
Yeah. And then when you show up for the date, do you... If you are an invisible ghost, like...
What do you eat?
Does someone show up? Do you talk to
but
nothing?
Ghosts don't eat, so what do you do?
True, you don't go for food then.
Yeah, and if it's a ghost that's like 180 years old, well, they're not used to all the new things that are happening in the world. It's going to be very confusing for them.
I'm wondering if people actually meet up on this app or it's all like hypothetical and you just do it for jokes.
I think hypothetical dating's more sad than real dating, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, okay, well, I would never try this one, would you?
Well, no, I don't think I'm a ghost, nor would
I be
with
curious,
one.
Though, to go on it just for like a second to see what in the world this is. Like, what do people say to each other on here?
Yeah, and if you spark up a conversation with someone and they start ignoring you, is it still called ghosting?
Oh, true. I guess it would be. I don't know. Weird. Okay, we'll get to another one. This one's called uniform dating. So this is for if you have a job that requires a uniform,
okay.
Like a pilot, a nurse. Maybe you were a soldier at some point.
Maybe you work at Foot Locker.
Yeah, you can go on here and you can actually say like where you work and what other uniform type of job you're looking to date.
What other uniforms are you attracted
Marines,
to?
Marines, doctors, psychologists, again, pilots, air hostesses.
I feel like a lot of the guys will pick nurse and librarian.
Yeah.
Where the women will be a little bit more thoughtful. But I think the guys will
firefighters.
Kinda, there you go.
Oh, I would choose that one.
There you go. See, we all come back to our normal human senses. Even though we try and be better than we are, when we're put in that situation, we turn back into normal people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like guys would definitely be super weird and be like, I'm looking for a librarian or a nurse.
Yeah, I don't really think that they would like look at it as just
I'm not looking for a scientist or anything. Or like just a bunch of people at Foot Locker are on this
are
website.
On there.
Because they got to look like referees.
Or like
and maybe they want to date. Store. Maybe they want to date real referees. Mm. Wouldn't that be? And then you can share your uniforms.
Your love for stripes.
Your love for stripes and looking like a zebra.
Or you're like in jail or something. Which way do the stripes go?
Vertical.
Okay, so yeah.
Horizontal. That's ridiculous. Man. Horizontal is jail.
Yeah.
But like, not really, because isn't like prison garb nowadays just like a solid color?
Yeah, I think it's just like.
Where did this stripe thing come from?
I don't know. Was that even really a thing?
I feel like I only see it on Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Or like really bad spoofs and movies.
Making fun of it.
But yeah, I've never seen horizontal stripes.
This conversation just moved.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Dating apps. What a.
I don't miss them at all. I'm trying to think of all the bad dates I've been on within the last like 2 years. They're pretty bad.
So I got a question for
you. Okay.
I found out that one of our friends is like.
Like our friends?
No. Oh. Not our friends.
Yours.
My group of friends.
Yeah.
One of our members in the group of friends has like a secret Tinder account.
Are they in a relationship?
No.
Okay, good.
But like they don't want anyone to know that they're on Tinder.
Okay. How did you guys find out?
So somebody outside of the group saw them on it and then told someone within the group. Because most of the people within the group are either A, in a relationship.
Or dating. Seeing or somebody.
Or B, like off Tinder completely because it just never worked out.
Well, there's a stigma that comes with it, right? Like, a lot of people don't...
Is it still that way? Because we all know the genesis of Tinder, like how started. But it's definitely transformed into something else, not
a lot
quite
of people,
what it was.
A lot of people meet on there, and it works out. Like, I know people who have had kids now, been in relationships for, like, years with people. But I think that there's... If you're not around a lot of people who have been on dating apps, and you're the only one... you just kind of feel a type of way. You feel embarrassed by it.
Is there a cultural shame to dating apps?
There is from people who haven't been on dating apps. You know?
Okay.
Like I've had somebody come up to me before and they told me a story about how they met someone. I'm like, you met on Tinder. Like, you don't have to make this up. I know you met on Tinder.
I've heard these things before where like a friend would be like, oh, I met this guy on Tinder, and I'd be like, okay, well that's clearly not gonna last. Like you already made that assumption, okay, it's not gonna last.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm seeing someone I met on Plenty of Fish. Well, it's probably not gonna last.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I met someone on Bumble. Probably not gonna last. Like you already have that preconceived notion that like it's not even like a 50-50 chance it's gonna work. It's more like an 80-20 chance it doesn't work.
I don't think there should be like a bad stigma on it anymore, because when you think about it, you're actually putting in a lot more work trying to find somebody to date online if you are there seriously looking for a relationship than you are in real life. Because you have to go on the app, constantly be swiping, make all these conversations. You're actually working to find someone.
It's like a part-time job.
Yeah.
And like you have to constantly keep refreshing because you don't want to miss anybody new.
And then you get sick of it, so you delete it, and in a couple months you get it again and try to see if there's new people on there.
Like what it really does is like dating apps have streamlined the dating game.
Yeah.
Like the legit dating game, because the game used to be you got to find that person before someone else scoops them up, and now it's just like it's all here, so you're seeing who's available, and then once they're not on there anymore, you're like, oh, somebody got them. Womp, womp,
womp. You see them on Instagram the next day posting up with like a girl or a guy.
Isn't it disheartening when like you match with someone and they don't match back with you? Like, does that take any shots to your ego and your self-esteem?
I don't think you even realize because of all the other people who will match with you. I don't think you think about the ones you haven't matched with.
Really?
Because you just keep swiping.
Again, now, I don't even know what it looks like.
You don't?
Not a clue.
You never saw it when I was on it?
You'd show me, but like I don't remember.
Yeah.
But like I said to my wife, I'm like, as a joke, we should just like open up a Tinder account and just see what happens. She's like, no.
No.
No, that's not a good idea. Okay, all right, sorry, not a great idea. Got it. Coming up next, we're going to have Fishbowl Fridays. Right now, your Jukasa News Update.
Hello Friday is brought to you by OSTTC, Indigenous Education and Training with Pride.
It's Fishbowl Fridays. Wow, you were a little off on that one. All right, we got questions in a fishbowl that we ask one another as we try and dive deep into each other's souls. All right, I will start it off. My question for you and for myself, I suppose. What was the last movie you saw in theaters? And what did you think of it?
Okay. So the last movie I saw was The Countdown. Or is it just Countdown? Have you heard of it?
No.
I saw it 2 weeks ago. It's about an app that tells you when you're going to die. It was supposed to be a scary movie, but it was not a scary movie. It was kind of like one of those Final Destination movies.
Okay. Nope. Now that you're saying it, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I love Final Destination. So I thought it was going to be a better version of it, but instead it was a worse version of it.
Typically what happens.
Yeah. It was okay. It was all right.
It was fine.
Yeah.
We weren't happy about it.
But I went to the theater, downtown Hamilton, with the couches.
At Jackson Square.
It was lit.
Have you never been there before?
No, it was my first time.
That was your first time there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're really missing out.
Yeah. I'm going to start going there from now on.
It is the
comfiest.
It is the best theater experience in the Hamilton area.
Yeah. You don't even have to worry about anyone sitting in front of you. You could put your legs up.
And
wherever.
If anyone stresses out about parking, parking's free. If you go to the movies, you just got to scan your parking ticket thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So, like, you get your ticket when you park your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get your little ticket.
Underground. Okay.
You go watch the movie, whatever. When you leave the theater, right by like the main theater that they have, there's like a black box on the wall, and you just scan your ticket there, parking's free.
I just parked at a meter down the street.
Nope. It's free underground.
Now I know.
If you go to the movies.
Okay, what was yours? Frozen?
It was Frozen 2.
Oh, I was joking.
Yeah. I took my wife to see Frozen 2 last Friday night. She begged me, like literally begged me, aww, to take her to see it. I took her to see it. She loved it. She cried like a baby.
Did you like it?
It was good. Like it is what it is. I think Frozen 1's way better.
Really?
I think the music's better. The story's better. The twist at the end is amazing. If it's the first time you're seeing
the
movie.
Is there a twist at the end of the second one?
Is there a twist?
Don't spoil it.
I would say there is a twist, but it's a very predictable twist. Mm. I think the strength of the first movie was that the twist you could not predict.
So is there going to be a third, you think?
I think there's always an opportunity for a third movie. Heck, I thought they finished Toy Story, but they made a fourth one.
There's always a way.
So you really can never say. But I would definitely say Frozen 1 is better than Frozen 2. The music's better. The story's better. Yeah, but it's still it's not terrible, but it's not like nice. You got to compare the two, and it's just not as good.
Okay, I just chose the question from the fishbowl. It says, "Do you love or hate roller coasters?" I have a love hate relationship.
Agreed. With roller Agreed. Coasters. I feel like when I was younger, fine.
Oh really?
Oh, easy.
That was not fine.
Easy breezy. First roller coaster I ever went on, Space Mountain. It was my 7th birthday. We were in Disney World. My parents were getting divorced, so in order to mask the pain of the divorce, they took me to Disney World for my birthday. That's what sometimes parents do when they don't want their kids to get too upset about things mm-hmm. happening. So they took me to Disney World and whatever. I found this out much later on. I didn't know at the time. But I went on Space Mountain. I sat in the front seat, and it was like the greatest experience of my life. And I would go on to sit on plenty of roller coasters and have a great time.
Right.
But then I got older. And my body can't take roller coasters the same way it used to. Like there are certain,
they hurt.
I get a headache. I get claustrophobic.
I can't breathe.
I went on Space Mountain last November, and it was fun, but like it felt different. They don't feel the same as they used to.
Like I like the adrenaline, but while I'm up there, I'm screaming my head off and saying a lot of swear words on the way down.
I don't even think I like flinch. I'm just like stoic the whole time. Just like
sometimes I close my eyes until I decide to open them, and then I don't breathe until I start swearing.
Do you remember? So the roller coaster at Canada's Wonderland.
Okay,
it's called Flight Deck now or whatever, but it was Top Gun. Right?
You went on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I used to love Top Gun. The thing about Top Gun I used to love the most is when I'd be on the ride and, like, you'd be going through it, I'd be singing the song to Top Gun.
That's crazy.
So I'd be like, highway to... And I'd be singing it the whole way through. And I liked that my legs dangled and stuff like that. But I remember one time when we started dating, we went to Canada's Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And I had chocolate chip muffin, chocolate milk, and a bagel with cream cheese. And then I went on a bunch of roller coasters, and then I hurled in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, almost right away. Like, that's I was like, nope. This, and, like, I can't – for the most part, I can't hurl without some assistance. So I had to assist myself.
Oh, no.
It was bad.
Save the details.
It was bad, man.
Don't need these details.
I'm all about them details. But yeah, what about your relationship with them?
I just once it takes me, I need somebody to like push me into the line, and then when I'm in the line, I'll be like, okay, I'm good, and then I start panicking as soon as I'm on the thing, and then I'm fine like once it's almost over. Once it's over, I get out and I just feel all the adrenaline, and I'm like, okay, that was fun, let's do it again. But then it's a whole another process of me getting into the line somehow.
All right, this question is so perfect for you.
Oh no, what is it?
And you better answer correctly.
Oh no.
Who is the most intelligent person you know?
Not you.
Wait, what?
The most intelligent person that I know.
That's a hard one. I would say I know a lot of smart people.
Same.
But I think they are smart because they have good memories.
Mm.
I wouldn't say like they're good at regurgitating information.
I know
without
this,
learning anything.
I know this one girl, and she literally, she knows when the stock's going to go down or up. Like, she'll predict it, and she's always right 100% of the time. Like, she has made a lot of people money from doing that.
Really?
Yeah, so I would say she's smart. I don't want to say her name on air.
I have a friend who is a French immersion teacher.
Mm.
That's not easy. Would I call him smart? No.
Yeah.
Even, I don't even think he'd call himself smart. I know a couple people that like are trying to get their PhDs and stuff.
Nice.
But again, I don't think they're smart. I just think they're really good at studying.
Right.
So I don't know. You know what? I'm going to say I am.
I can't.
I'm going to say I'm the smartest person I know. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
All right. Next question.
Who has the biggest ego of anyone you know?
All right. What's your favorite holiday? Let's see. What is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday.
I'm trying to think.
It used to be Christmas, but now it's too stressful.
I don't know why I'm so stressed out this year. I'm never this stressed out about buying gifts.
Christmas always stresses me out because people just get way too crazy about it.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite holiday is Family Day
because
I get a day off and I'm not obligated to do anything. There's no family meals. There's no presents. I get a free day off and I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Family Day.
I'm still trying to think. I would say New Year's. New Year's is pretty fun. Yeah.
Oh, you have a great time at New Year's.
Yeah, and I like that I don't have to come into work the next day. I feel like it should be standard, though, that everybody gets at least 3 days after Christmas and New Year's to recover from Christmas and New Year's.
No, I'm fine after the day's over.
Are you?
Well, yeah, you and I have both very different experiences.
My family still like parties on New Year's Day. Like we have a whole thing.
Yeah, so
it's like another Christmas.
So yeah, we do our New Year's Eve, which is usually nothing like whatever you do on New Year's Eve. And then the next day is my father-in-law's birthday.
Oh wow.
And his sister-in-law's birthday. They're both New Year's babies. So we have to have this big birthday party every year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's not that I like it. But, like, I'm usually fine the next morning.
Yeah, you don't have that problem.
I don't have the same problem as a lot of people do. So I'm good. And our New Year's plans are usually very tame.
Do you know what you're doing this year?
A hotel's already booked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like I just need to do that. Once the hotel's booked, then I can do whatever.
Like, my one friend, she works at Hilton. She books a hotel every year.
Right, yeah.
And then we all go there, and there's usually – like, last year, I think there was, like, 15 of us.
Nice.
And
That's cool.
We all hung out and ate and played games and laughed and made fun of people.
It was
good. We had a good time because one of them brought her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was like from Brampton or something like that. And one of the guys was like talking mad crap about Brampton and about how he hated Brampton,
really?
How bad Brampton was, but he didn't know this guy was from Brampton. And me
did
and
he say anything?
And then me and another person were sitting on the couch just dying laughing because we knew what was happening.
Yeah.
But
that's awful.
And then we explained to him that this guy was from Brampton. And he's like, oops, never mind. coming up, we have our final countdown. We're going to talk about our favorite songs of the 2010s. You're welcome to play along. Also, make sure you visit our Facebook page at Jukasa Radio. There's an opportunity for you to qualify for 12 Days of Christmas. You're listening to Hello Fridays here on Jukasa Radio.
Hello Friday is brought to you by OSTTC, Indigenous Education and Training with Pride.
5.
That was the best acting I've ever seen in my whole life.
4. And
number 1.
3.
Just say I'm the best. Just say.
2.
You ain't first, you're last.
1.
It's the final countdown.
It's the final countdown on Hello Friday. We are counting down our favorite songs of the decade. Between 2010 and 2019, to be specific, because there is a very good chance Carla messed this up completely.
No, I don't think I did.
Are you sure?
I really don't think I did.
Okay, Carla, tell me what your number 5 song
is. Are you going to be fact-checking every single song?
No, no.
Okay, my number 5 song is As Long As You Love Me by Justin Bieber and Big Sean.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That's a perfectly good one.
It's a really good one.
So why'd you pick that one?
I just fell in love with it ever since I first heard it. The music video, fire. The song, fire. I know every single word to Big Sean's part.
All right, let's give it a little whirl.
As long as you love me.
You're going to make me sing it right now?
No, I just want, for context, just in case people don't know what it is.
It's so good.
As long as you love me.
Okay, so there you go. That's Carla's... Number 5.
Yeah.
Okay, mine, I don't need to play anything. Okay?
Is it Lady Gaga? It is?
Number 5.
No way.
Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, Shallow.
Oh, I'm surprised that's not higher on your list.
2018. Now, you might ask yourself, why did I pick this song? I love the movie, even though even though I only seen it one time.
Oh, you only saw it once?
The problem is I don't
think you could watch this movie 2 times.
I don't, it's too much to take in. Mm-hmm. It hurts too much to watch.
Maybe you gotta wait like 10 years.
Shallow won a bunch of awards.
A lot.
Academy Award, a Golden Globe, a BAFTA, a Critics' Choice Award, also won 2 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good song.
Yeah.
My wife and I sing it every time we hear it. I sing the Bradley Cooper part. She butchers the Lady Gaga
you
part.
You guys should video
and
that.
And then I step in and finish strong for the team.
Yeah.
So that's my number five. What's your number four?
Needed Me by Rihanna. Again, just a really good song.
There's nothing to it, right?
It's just hype. Like, you play it and you're like, yeah, this is what's going on today.
Wait, what? That's the emotions you get when you hear that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on today. That's interesting. All
it's
right.
A hype song. Like, it gets you pumped. Okay. It's like one of those, like, songs that just puts some attitude into you.
you know what? Let's go with that. All right. My number four song, I don't know. Let's see if you can remember what this is.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
What is this? Hold on. Figured it out. Is this One Direction?
Okay, it is. But why would I put it on my list?
Because it's your wife's favorite song?
Close.
Was this your wedding song?
There you go.
This is your wedding song.
This is our wedding song.
Yeah.
Now, we had a wedding song originally chosen.
And then you tricked her.
And then I didn't trick her. I just didn't tell her. I messaged the DJ for our wedding and I said,
play this.
Play this instead, because this is what she actually wanted.
It's actually a really nice song.
It is a nice song. And this is what you... Oh, man.
Are you okay? Are you going to cry?
Okay. I'm getting all wrong. Can I borrow that water?
Yeah.
I'm legit choking. All right.
It's a good song. You're legit crying right now.
Oh, my God. My mouth just went like crazy dry all of a sudden. Anyways, this was our wedding song. She wanted this to be our wedding song. I said no till the bitter end. But I'm a softie.
Yeah.
So I changed it. I did an audible and I changed it to that. And I'll never forget, and you can actually see it in our wedding video. The song starts playing, and she's really not cluing into it. And then maybe like 10 seconds into the song, once they start singing, she's like,
is One Direction playing?
Wait, what? This isn't our wedding song. I was like, no, I changed. And then she started crying, and then I started crying.
That's
and,
cute.
You know, I have that residual effect that when someone cries,
I cry.
So what is your number three?
Say You Won't Let Go by James Arthur. He's one of my favorite singers. And you know how I told you he's never around?
You want to see him live?
He's coming on April 12th to Toronto. I need to go. Yeah.
He's coming. What? When is it?
April 12th.
April 12th. Where's he playing?
In Toronto somewhere.
Probably somewhere small.
I don't think it's the ACC. I think it's somewhere smaller.
So this is, this is it.
Yes. I love this song.
I remember when this came out and you were like,
obsessed.
Over the moon about it.
I may have played it like
a thousand
twice an hour.
Times. All right, so you might get to see him live finally.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Excited.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. My number three peaked at number three on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in 2011.
Okay.
It is the fifth single off of her first album.
Dummy.
It is Nicki Minaj Super Bass.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. Everybody knows that one.
That is a great song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah.
When I saw her live, I was like, I just want to.
When did that come out?
2011.
Wow, already.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
That's a long time
and now she's
ago.
Retiring. So, there you go. what is your number two?
Unforgettable by French Montana.
Oh, my God.
It's a good song. Tell me that song and that beat doesn't make you like just in a good mood.
Not as good of a mood as it makes you. Like,
makes me want to dance, even though I can't.
You can't dance?
No.
Wait, what?
I can't dance.
I thought for sure you could dance.
No, I can't dance.
You have no rhythm?
No.
I
suck at dancing.
I am shocked by this revelation.
I mean, unless I'm like out for a night.
You're out for lunch,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, then I'm good. But no, I'm shy. I don't know how to dance. I don't know. Like, I'll do like the 1-2 step maybe. That's it.
I'm shocked by this.
How?
I thought for sure you knew
really?
How to dance.
No,
yeah.
I suck. I've tried everything. Like, I've been in salsa. I've been in all these different
Wait, what? The truth comes out.
I suck at it all. No.
I'm a great dancer.
What do you do?
I just have natural rhythm.
I don't. Like, I'm offbeat, which is weird because I know when how to count.
Also, when you're the only white guy in your group of friends in high school, and you don't know how to dance, you need to learn how to dance.
You need to learn how to dance.
Or they're going to make fun of you all the time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want that. So I picked up some stuff, like, obviously, I'm not a great dancer by any means, but, like, I got rhythm.
Usually, if I can hold a tune. Put, like, my, do something with my hands, it distracts from what my feet are doing.
That's amazing. All right. Okay, this song, honestly, I didn't know this until today.
What?
Which is just an amazing coincidence. This song came out on my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did not know that. This song was released on my birthday.
Oh, this is a good one.
So this song is No Love. Mm-hmm. It's by Eminem and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Came out on my birthday in 2010.
Oh, wow.
It samples Hathaway's What Is Love, mm-hmm. which is classic. Already amazing.
Classic.
It reached number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100. It sold more than a million digital downloads, which back in 2010 was kind of a big deal. Mm. And it was ranked 8th best song of 2010 by Complex Magazine.
Oh, really? Nice.
I can rap this song front to back.
They should collab again.
It's been a while.
I'm surprised they didn't on Eminem's latest.
This song is hugely inappropriate and should never be played on the radio. Even the clean version is like,
bad.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Really, what's the point? But I can rap that song front to back, no
really?
Problem. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, one of the few.
I forgot about that one, but that is a good one.
I do love that song.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your number one?
Find Your Love by Drake.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic.
All right, let's...
It's a classic in this day and age.
We gotta look for it.
We have to have it. We do. The beat,
I guess. That's the beat?
No, I did it wrong. That.
That beat. So that's debut album, right?
Is it?
That's from the debut album.
I don't know. I think it was just a single, like off single, no?
No, that was on the album.
Yeah?
Let's look that up. Find Your Love. That's definitely from the debut album. Yeah, it's from Thank Me Later 2010. Came out May 5th, 2010. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I remember, so like, I contemplated Best I Ever Had.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it came out a year earlier, so 2009.
I will forever remember when that song came on the radio. I had 100%. No clue who he was. I didn't know who was singing that song.
The only thing I vividly remember is I'm at my friend's house. He's got his computer on, and he's playing songs off of his computer.
Yeah.
And it's around 2009. And he's playing songs, and it's the same guy, it's just different songs.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the songs, he referenced Degrassi. And I thought, that is the most obscure reference I've ever.
Like,
who's
who
rapping
this?
About Degrassi?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, maybe it's somebody that was on Degrassi.
Yeah.
So when I went on Wikipedia to search who it was, he didn't have a Drake Wikipedia page. His Wikipedia page was Aubrey Graham, because
mm-hmm.
his middle name's Drake.
Yeah.
And then that's when I discovered... I was like, oh my God, Wheelchair Jimmy's this guy. And then I saw him live, I think the summer of 2010.
Before, OVO or?
Not at OVO.
Oh, there was no OVO.
No, there was. That was the summer of OVO 1.
Oh, okay.
I went and saw him at the Ottawa Blues Fest in July of 2010.
It was probably so cheap back then.
It was $20.
That's crazy.
And then OVO 1 happened a month later. And like Eminem was there, Kanye was there,
yeah.
Lil Wayne was there.
That was the best.
Like
OVO.
It was the best OVO.
There's probably never gonna be one like that.
Never can.
I don't even know if he'll do one this year.
Never can duplicate it. Okay, my number one.
What is it?
Come on, let's be real. Single debuted at number 72 on the Billboard Hot 100, peaked at number 16, and it reached number one on the Billboard Pop Songs chart.
Why is it so high up on the Billboard?
Because that's not a big song. It's Give Your Heart a Break by Demi Lovato.
I can't.
2012, I remember driving back to my mom's house in my stepdad's car, and I heard it on the radio, and he had the dash thing where it told you what the song kind of was, not the full title, and I went home and I looked it up on Google, and I was like,
song.
Oh my God, it's the girl from Camp Rock, and I lost my mind, and then I was like, in.
That's so funny.
And then, yeah, it's like...
Out of all her songs.
That one's like one of my favorite songs.
You know what song
ever.
I really love by her? And Skyscraper.
It's from the same album.
It's so good, that song.
It's literally the song after this one on the album.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that
also
one.
Also, yeah. Oh,
you're like, also I love.
Another great tune, but yeah, there you go. Those are our top five songs of the decade. Hopefully, maybe a couple of them matched yours. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no on that one. But yeah, definitely. We have a very neglected taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
I would say.
Yeah.
Like, you obviously picked Rihanna and Drake, different. But like, Needed Me by Rihanna?
It's a good one.
That's crazy.
And we get requested it a lot.
Who?
We do.
It's your friend.
Watch, like, someone's going to request it.
All right. Carlos, up next for your afternoon drive. I will talk to you on Monday.